Well, thank you, Tamara and Stephen and Chris and everyone making worship possible this morning for sharing your gifts and talents. And thank you just for being part of God's family of faith this morning. We start a new series this morning entitled Home Improvement. We've done some of those series before. And we are in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 and 22 first, and then we have another reading. And our theme is Check Your Foundation. This is Paul's words. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. Then we're in Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 24 through 27. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears the words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash. May Lord bless his word to our hearts and minds this morning. Well, as I said, this morning we're looking at Check Your Foundation. I don't know if you've looked around either on the media or maybe in your neighborhood or maybe in your own house and realized that among the many other things that have developed through this pandemic is one of the most popular things right now is home improvement, right? Has anyone a do-it-yourselfer besides me? In fact, listen, not only did I wear the jeans this morning, I know some of you are wondering, he's got jeans on this morning. Yes, I do. But I brought the hard helmet, the Women Build Habitat for Humanity, and my toolbox. Don't come and give me a list of stuff that he's done at your house, though, okay? All right, just saying that. So, yes, the toolbox. I have some more at home. But is anyone doing a project at home? I've done a few do-it-yourself projects in the pandemic, and people are doing all kinds of things. And I think it's interesting because they say, like, one of the most popular places right now are Menards, Lowe's, Home Depot, At Home, all those. So some people are the structural people. You might be putting a new wall, new room, new extension, whatever. Hopefully not a new roof in the midst of all this. Or we have the decorator group. Any decorators out there? Yeah. So painting, we had the rummage sale. Some people came in, exchanged their stuff for someone else's stuff, or went, and there's all kinds of great sales. And so you can refurbish all this because we need to freshen it all up, right? And I love home improvement, whether it's my home or something else. But it's interesting because when we look at homes and home improvement, what do we look at? We look at all the beautiful things or the new extension the neighbor's putting on or maybe the new gazebo or something that's going on. But you know what is really important that we don't look at is the foundation. The foundation, because that's not very exciting, right? That doesn't kind of get us going, right? It doesn't look necessarily beautiful, but it turns out it's really, really important. Now, I'll tell you that for all my home improvement, I haven't done a lot of foundations, but I've done some. And I remember that we always used to take a group of students from Purdue every spring break and take them to do a Habitat for Humanity project in one place or another. I'm going to go ahead and take this off because it is hot up here with that. All right? So I get hat. I know. We'll just put this right here, though. So we always love the wall raising, right? That's fun because you see so much happen at one time. Or we love doing the roof because we take great pride that we could roof a house in one day. Or there was lots of other kind of pet projects, but we arrived at a project one time after a long drive, and we arrived at a site only to find that there was no slab or anything. There was just like a trench marking where the foundation would go, and the guy told us, much to our disappointment, that we were going to dig and pour the foundation. And we all looked at each other like, oh, how much fun is that? But then the guy shared, he said, listen, I know everybody gets excited about the walls and things like that, but there's nothing more important than the foundation. Because if the foundation isn't any good, then whatever you put on top of it isn't going to last to the elements too. So you guys are doing a really important job. And so we kind of, you know, threw our shoulders back. We started digging, and we eventually poured the concrete. We did get to throw up a few walls. But we knew that what we were doing was really, really important. And I got to lay a few other foundations with Habitat for Humanity throughout the year. It knows that it's important. Well, I never did that in my own home, but I did, a couple years ago, decide that the patio that I said was okay when originally got the house, it was only 12 by 12, but it turns out when you put a grill on it and a little patio table that, you know, that's the end of the space. So my daughter always wanted bigger, so we decided to double it, and a friend of mine decided we could do the patio. And it turned out the only day that he could do it was a day that turned out to be 95-plus degrees. Right, so, and we had to make two trips to get the, you know, with the concrete mixer and all that stuff. So he's out for the second trip, and it's 95 degrees. I mean, I'm just sweating like a fool. And by the time he gets back, it's half hardened, the first, you know, round of concrete. Poured the second one in, and we just worked ourselves to death trying to smooth it out. It turns out that, as you probably know, that as concrete gets older, it gets harder. But it also turns out, as you get older, it's harder to lay concrete. That's all I got to say, okay? So so that may have been my last patio that I pour myself. But anyway, it's solid. That's all I can tell you. But foundations are important. And 63 years ago, in 1957, the foundation for this great church was laid. And there's a cornerstone ceremony in 1957. And when you come into the church today and you see this beautiful edifice, and of course God is bigger than any church building, but you look at it and you see, you know, how it honors the Lord, you don't look at the foundation. But what I can tell you is the foundation is important physically, but even more important spiritually. Because if you walk in, there is a cornerstone that's out there that echoes Paul's words that the foundation and cornerstone is Jesus Christ and there's no other. And that's so important spiritually that this church, our church family, and the church universal is built on Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And that foundation is secure. It's more secure than any home that we can ever build. And it is a foundation that will last true for all of the times. I wonder, though, for a moment this morning to think about the foundation of your life and how you're building on that. Whatever home improvement projects you're doing, what foundation are you building your life on? A foundation that's strong and secure, may not be as flashy as some of the things that you read about in the news and what have you, or the buildings around, but that foundation is really important. And Paul wanted us to know that foundation is Jesus Christ, the most secure foundation in all the world. It's a foundation that we build our church on spiritually, but it's also a foundation that we build our family on spiritually. And it's something that we can build our lives on. And I wonder in our own hearts and lives, are we communicating that to our kids by reading God's word, as Tamara was talking about, and treasuring God's word, encouraging others, and letting them know that that foundation in Jesus Christ is the most important thing in the world. Now, sometimes we have to do a little digging. I didn't bring a shovel because that was enough to bring all this morning. But you could do a little digging around and check your foundation. But honestly, you could probably just do a heart check and ask yourself, what am I building my life on today? What am I building my family on today? Something that's going to last for all eternity in the storms of life. And so that's the first truth. And the second truth is this: we need to have a foundation that lasts the storms of life. Now, I don't know if you've paid attention to the news. Most of us have, but the Hurricane Sally and Beta that swept through the Gulf Coast and caused so much devastation, like so many hurricanes before, did incredible damage to so many homes. And our prayers and our support are with those families that have gone through that. But Jesus brings to mind a very important message for all of us in this chapter 7 of Matthew, which is part of the Sermon on the Mount. And it's interesting because sometimes when you talk to people or listen to people, they will tell you that if you are a believer in the Lord and you're blessed by God, that you will never go through a storm in life. But you know, that's not really true. That's not really the heart of the gospel. In fact, Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And in this parable, Jesus doesn't say if storms will come. It seems implicit in the text that it's more like when storms come. So when storms come, is your foundation secure? And Jesus gives this very picturesque kind of a story about one person who built their home on sandy soil, and it probably looked good. Now, if you're like me, my kind of dream home is to have a home, I gotta tell you, on sandy soil. Whether it's a lake or a beachfront, that would be great with me. But I'm always reminded of this story, and every time I watch the newsreels after a hurricane, that's not always the best place to have a home. Because sand doesn't really make the best foundation. In fact, even if the house is built secure, we're told, even these great superstructure hotels, the engineers will tell you that it's not necessarily the wind or even the waves hitting the walls. It's actually that the waves come in and they gouge out the sand underneath the foundation and it's swept away. And many times that's what happens. And so Jesus is saying, as good as that house may look that this person built, that it's not going to last the storms of life. And you probably know people who built their homes and life on sandy soil. Think of them. Maybe they built their life on money and success. Those are things that look good above ground, but they're not the foundations that withstand the storms. You may see people that just, built their life on good times. And that's wonderful. That looks nice above ground. But when the storms come, that won't last. And so Jesus points to the person who built their home on the rock. They laid their foundation on the rock. And then whatever that home looked like, when the storms and the winds and the waves came, that building, that home stood secure. What is that foundation? That foundation is Jesus Christ. That foundation is God's word to our hearts and lives. And sometimes that might not be the most flashy thing in the culture around us or the most popular thing, but friends, I can promise you it is the most secure thing in all of life. All of us will face some storms in life. It may be an illness that we face. It may be the loss of a job or financial difficulties in life. It may be even the loss of a loved one. But friends, we will face some storms in life. That you can rest assured of. And the question is, where will our foundation be? If our foundation is on Christ and on His Word, then we can trust through all the winds and waves of time that our life, our home, our family, our church, our spiritual lives will remain secure in all the storms, no matter how fierce, no matter how hard the winds blow or the waves rock all the world around us. Well, I'm reminded of a story that I love back in the late 1700s of a person by the name of Edward Mote. And Edward Mote grew up in a very difficult family by his own words. He said he spent most of the time on the street as a bit of a hoodlum. But then at 16, he signed on to be an apprentice to a cabinet maker who was not just a good cabinet maker, but understood the true craftsmanship of what it takes to build a life. He was a person of deep faith. And he took young Edward to a revival meeting one time, and there Edward gave his heart and life to Christ, and it changed his life forever. He grew up apprenticed by this cabinet maker to become one of the great cabinet makers throughout the town, a great carpenter, a great cabinet maker. And when he was 55, he helped build a church and built it with the finest craftsmanship. He refused to take any money for that work, but he said, "If you'll have me, I'd love to be your pastor." Well, for the rest of his life, he was the pastor there. And he also became a person who wrote a great hymn, and that hymn is "The Solid Rock." On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. I think he knew that throughout his teenage years and even some of the storms that he had weathered through life, that the only true foundation is the solid rock of Jesus Christ. And I think that's a message that rings through the ages to us this morning. There's lots of things going on in our world today. There's fires and hurricanes. There's political storms that are every bit as fierce as the hurricanes. And all kinds of things going on in the world as well as our personal lives. So many of us have faced illness or have faced the loss of a loved one. I know I have a number of folks who've tested for positive for COVID, and our prayers are with them. My encouragement to all of us is to be reminded that it's not if the storms have come, but when the storms will come. And if our faith, and if our life, and if our family, and if our family of faith is built on Jesus Christ and His words to us, then we will stand secure. I'm going to close with one final story, and it's this true story of this lighthouse built back in 1698, the Eddystone Lighthouse, and it's near Cornwall, England, at one of the entrances to the English Channel. Now, it's the first lighthouse that was truly built actually out in open water, and the reason it was built was because there's a set of reefs out there that were treacherous to ships. They were so feared and put so many mariners into the sea and destroyed their boats that many times the mariners would hug the coast of France coming into the English Channel and hit the rocks on that side of the coast. So they decided to undertake this incredible feat of building this lighthouse out actually in the water and on the reef itself. And the person that first did it was an architect by the name of Winstanley. And Winstanley was pretty arrogant as well as a great architect, and so he built this immense lighthouse. He was proud of it, and he wrote all kinds of things that were inscribed on the outside of this lighthouse that would never be destroyed. In fact, he was so arrogant to the point that he used to stand out in the next to the light on a big storm and yell out at the sea, "Blow, O winds, blow, roar, O sea, roar." But in one incredible storm, the lighthouse was swept away, as well as Winstanley. And so it remained that way for a couple years. Later, a person by the name of Rudyard decided to undertake that, and he, too, built a lighthouse there. He built a lighthouse out of wood, but he thought it would withstand the elements, but it caught fire, and it was destroyed as well. A number of years later, people got together. They realized how important this was to mark the English Channel so mariners could get through safely. And they approached a person by the name of Smeaton. Smeaton was a person of deep faith as well as a great architect. And he decided what he would do was to do something revolutionary, was to actually secure the foundation and make the rock itself, one of the great reefs, as part of that lighthouse. And so the foundation became that rock itself, and he built the foundation into that, built this immense structure, and at the bottom of the lighthouse he wrote, "Unless the Lord builds this house, labor builds in vain." And at the top, next to the lantern that shone out over the sea, he put Laus Deo, which means light of God. And that lighthouse still stands today. It was built on the foundation that was secure. I wonder if that great architect Smeaton didn't think about this parable when he was designing that lighthouse and a secure foundation that would withstand the storms and winds of time. Today, friends, we'll all face adversity, trial, storms of every kind. Jesus assured us that that would happen in life, but Jesus also said that if we secure our life to him as our foundation and his word that would give us strength, that we will all withstand the storms of life. And I challenge us to do exactly that. Whatever your home improvement is this week or this month, check your foundation. Make sure it's secure. If you build your life, you build your church, you build your faith on Christ, you will weather the storms of time. Would you join me in prayer? Lord, all around us there are some storms that are brewing and that often batter our lives. Yet we know, even as Jesus himself said, and even as the Apostle Paul echoed, that if our life is built on the secure foundation of you as the rock and foundation of our life, then our lives will stand secure through all the storms of life. So help us to do exactly that. In Christ we pray, and all God's people said, Amen.